Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, Wednesday, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news on May 4th. At approximately 9:35 p.m., officers responded to a Polk State College Diamondplex parking lot in Winter Haven where an altercation was occurring between players from two opposing softball teams and gunshots were heard. When officers arrived, the altercation was over. They made contact with one player who stated he had been sucker punched by another player and the altercation ensued. The subject who punched him had already left the area by the time officers arrived. The only injuries reported were minor abrasions from the physical altercation. The investigation into this incident continues. Anyone with information that can help detectives is asked to call Detective Shane Diddy at 863-291-5752. Callers who'd like to remain anonymous should call Heartland Crime Stoppers at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to a cash reward and are guaranteed anonymity. Your local events, the Semi Missions 10th Annual 5K Run and Walk is this Friday, May 7th. Check-in starts at 5:30 p.m. with multiple races and events throughout the evening, including a kids' half-mile dash and one-mile fun run. It's at historic downtown Wauchula, 417 West Main Street. For more information, you can call Jamie at 863-800-9654. Your jobs in the area, Lake and Bay Boats is looking for a boat mold builder. A high school diploma or GED and 1 year of plastics injection molding and manufacturing experience are preferred. Innovar Structures is looking for a factory general laborer. A high school diploma or GED and 1 year of manufacturing experience are preferred. And Stingray Chevrolet is looking for a parts warehouse associate. A high school diploma or GED and English fluency are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. Your weather conditions, mostly cloudy. Temperature 82 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point is 75. Relative humidity 79%. Heat index is 89. Wind southwest at 5 miles an hour. The visibility 10 miles and the altimeter read 30.11 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 8:28 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the mid-90s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour this afternoon, chance of rain 20%, heat index values up to 105. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Thursday, mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 and a 40% chance of rain. And Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A line of thunderstorms that swept through Georgia on April 24th resulted in heavy rainfall, high winds, and hail across South Georgia. According to the Georgia Farm Bureau, farms in multiple counties were hit, in some cases forcing a replant. The National Weather Service confirmed 4 tornadoes, 2 in Early County, 1 in Terrell County, and 1 in Coffee County. They also received reports of hail in 22 Georgia counties, ranging from nickel to tennis ball size. After a record-breaking sophomore year, that's not over yet. Cosmic Crisp Apple's growth trajectory indicates it will hit the top of the Apple chart in no time. According to thepacker.com, Nielsen data shows Cosmic Crisp hitting number 11 in sales dollars for March and number 14 over the past year. Retailers that aren't currently selling Cosmic Crisp Apples are missing out on sales and customer expectations. Nielsen data shows a 595% increase in sales and a 720% in volume for March alone. Participants in the USDA's Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC, may soon see a temporary increase to their benefits for purchasing fruits and vegetables. With $490 million provided by the American Rescue Plan Act, USDA has offered states, tribal nations, and territories the option of boosting the cash value voucher benefit by more than 3 times for up to 4 months to provide additional relief.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Whether I'm welding or cutting, the most important thing for me is to be comfortable with superb visual acuity. I prefer the original Pancake brand welding hoods with their auto darkening feature. Original Pancake brand welding hoods are priced right, lightweight, with a comfortable fit. For almost 60 years, pipeline welders, farms, and other small businesses have relied on the custom fitting hoods from Original Pancake brand welding hoods. To learn more, go to opbwh.com. That's opbwh.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. April 27th marked the one-year anniversary of Florida's hemp program, overseen by the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. Within the department, the Office of Cannabis manages and regulates Florida's hemp program and cannabis products, including CBD. Of the anniversary, Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried offered the following statement, quote, Florida's state hemp program is leading the way in creating jobs, safe and useful products, and a bright future for this new industry. It's a great crop of Florida's farmers with potential of over 25,000 uses, including textiles, biocomposite building materials, biodegradable packaging products, and food and medical products like CBD, end quote. Commissioner Freed goes on to explain that Florida hemp created an estimated $370 million economic impact and generates over $17 million in federal, state, and local tax revenue. The new industry also supports over 9,000 jobs. In the second year of the program, more focus will be on public education and outreach on the benefits of hemp, supporting hemp producers, processors, and retailers, and the hope is that the added education and support will meet the needs of the growers and retailers while also better educating the public on hemp and its benefits. The increased emphasis on consumer outreach includes a bilingual approach for Spanish and English speakers.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altaset IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altaset IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altaset IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altasetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Stocks came bouncing back this morning. Wall Street's benchmarks opening the day with gains before turning mixed at mid-morning. Treasury Secretary Yellen says she's not predicting when the Fed may need to start hiking interest rates. Yellen seeking to clarify earlier remarks that rattled the financial markets. Early Tuesday, she suggested that rates may need to rise slightly to keep the economy from overheating. Those remarks sent stock prices down, with the declines led by tech shares. General Motors' first quarter net income surged to $2.98 billion as strong U.S. consumer demand and higher prices offset production cuts brought on by a global shortage of computer chips. Facebook's oversight board has upheld the company's ban on former President Trump, reviving talk of the need for government regulation of Facebook and other social media sites. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. Devin Booker scored 31 points as the Phoenix Suns are tied with Utah atop the NBA Western Conference by outlasting the undermanned Cleveland Cavaliers 134-118 in overtime. Booker has seen his team win five straight and 18 of 23.
You know, everybody wants to get better. Nobody's complacent. I don't think we're slowing down. I think we can only get better with more experience.
Milwaukee won their third straight while Brooklyn lost their third in a row as the Bucks beat the Nets 124-118. Brooklyn's Blake Griffin had 9 points.
We hit free throws, take care of the ball a little better, and don't give up so many offensive rebounds. It's, you know, different game.
Brooklyn is second of the East, 1.5 games ahead of the third place Bucks. Dallas beat Miami 127-113 as the Mavericks moved up to the number 5 spot of the Western Conference. The Clippers, fourth in the West, snapped a 3-game losing skid with a 105-100 win over Toronto. It was Sacramento 103, Oklahoma City 99 for their third straight win. This is SRN Sports. LaMelo Ball scored 23 points, including 2 free throws with 5.8 seconds left, leading Charlotte past Detroit 102-99. Lonzo Ball had 33 points as New Orleans topped Golden State 108-103. In the NHL, Sidney Crosby scored 2 goals as Pittsburgh regained first place in the East Division with a 7-3 win over Philadelphia. Pavel Zacha scored his second goal of the game at 2:42 of overtime, and New Jersey snapped Boston's 4-game winning streak 4-3. Bruins coach Bruce Cassidy.
And even overtime, you know, obviously that goal is tough on anybody. It's 4-on-3, and our zone guys are tired. They made a play, so, but we need to close out better.
Central leading Carolina doubled up Chicago 6-3, the Hurricanes' fifth straight victory and 12th straight game with at least a point. Buffalo was a shootout winner over the Islanders 4-3 as the last-place Sabres rallied past the playoff-bound Islanders for the second straight night. Edmonton beat Vancouver 4-1. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day, 29% of pet owners let their pets sleep on the bed with them, so I gave it a try. In other news, my goldfish died. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.